Let's get the 8 o'clock news read now by Brian Jennings.
Landlords with multiple properties will be prohibited from implementing no-fault evictions under a plan to be brought to Cabinet this morning by the Minister for Housing, James Brown. It's also proposed that rent pressure zones would be extended across the country to cover every tenancy. Opposition parties have criticised the plans. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
All landlords are treated the same. Housing Minister James Brown wants to change that, categorising large landlords as those who own four properties or more. If Cabinet approves this plan, different rules will soon apply. Specifically, large landlords will be prohibited from implementing no-fault evictions, something which won't apply to small landlords. Existing tenancies in rent pressure zones will continue to have rents linked to inflation or capped at 2%, whichever is lower. However, new build properties will be set solely by inflation. The 2% cap will no longer apply. Under the plan, landlords will only be able to reset a rent if their tenant voluntarily leaves. When a notice to quit is served on a tenant, the landlord can't reset the rent. The aim here, it's understood, is to remove an economic incentive for landlords to evict their tenants. In a bid to protect renters, the plan seeks to provide security of tenure for tenants for at least 6 years. Opposition parties have been vociferous in their objection to changing RPZs, something which will undoubtedly be raised in the Dáil.
The state's independent financial watchdog has said government spending is rising much faster than planned. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council said poor budgeting was mostly to blame. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy.
The Fiscal Advisory Council says current spending is up 6% this year. That's well above the 1.5% outlined in the budget. It says while the government is running a surplus, if recent economic buoyancy and excess corporate tax receipts are stripped out, Ireland has a deficit equivalent to €2,500 per worker. It also calls for the government to set spending ceilings for each department. That's something it's legally required to do, but hasn't yet done.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Russia launched one of its biggest air attacks on the country's capital, Kyiv, overnight. Mr. Zelensky said the bombardments were from 300 drones and 7 missiles in strikes that also hit other parts of the country. He called for a concrete response from the US and the EU to the Russian attacks. The US President Donald Trump is sending 700 Marines and another 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles, where there's been a fourth night of street violence arising from immigration raids. 300 National Guard troops had already been deployed to the city's streets. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, said the move was fulfilling the deranged fantasy of a dictatorial president. The mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, said the city had turned from calm to violent because of the intervention of the federal government.
This was chaos that was started at Washington, D.C. On Thursday, the city was peaceful. On Friday, it was not, because of the intervention of the federal government.
A report today says that the number of children living in consistent poverty almost doubled between 2023 and last year, rising by 45,000. The Children's Rights Alliance said this meant that more than 100,000 children were consistently living below the breadline in 2024. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
Consistent poverty is defined as those who are at risk of poverty and experience enforced deprivation. In its fourth Child Poverty Monitor, the Children's Rights Alliance has found that the number of children in consistent poverty in Ireland almost doubled between 2023 and 2024. The Alliance has described the cumulative impact of continued rising costs as a landslide effect for low-income families, meaning the basic necessities such as nutritious food or a warm home have become increasingly difficult. Incremental increases in child benefit, it said, is barely enough to buy a bottle of milk and shampoo in a week. While it has acknowledged progress like free school books, hot school meals and free GP care for children under 8, the Children's Rights Alliance has said these have come at the expense of targeted measures and strategic investment, critical to breaking the cycle of intergenerational poverty.
Police in Northern Ireland have appealed for calm following disorder in County Antrim yesterday evening. Earlier yesterday, two 14-year-old boys appeared in court, charged with attempted rape following an alleged sexual assault in Ballymena at the weekend. A large crowd gathered in the town for a protest. Afterwards, missiles were thrown towards officers and a number of properties were damaged during disturbances. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be dull across southern areas today, with patchy drizzle and mist gradually dying out. It'll be generally dry elsewhere, with bright or sunny spells as the day goes on. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 19 degrees.